Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the program by phone, Heather McKay, the Atlantic High School principal, with us here this morning. This is the time of the year everyone is celebrating because of graduation. We're just celebrating differently. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, it's very different this year. You haven't even had a chance to see those smiling faces in a while.
This is true. This is true.
Been a frustrating end to the school year, but a great story that these kids will be able to tell someday. And you're going to try to put as positive a spin on this whole graduation thing as possible, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Jostens has been a great partner for us. And they, Mike Arneson, who's our representative here in town, reached out to us right away and said, we are working on this. We're going to try and figure out a platform for you guys. If you need to do something virtually or digitally, let us know. And so basically that's kind of where we went, because I'm still maintaining hope that I guess I'm the eternal optimist a little bit there, Jim, that July 19th we'll get to have an in-person ceremony, but we thought it was still important to have something to recognize the class of 2020 on their original commencement date of May 24th. And so we've come up with, kind of a digital media presentation that I hope they sure enjoy.
Well, and it's going to start here this week, coming up Thursday night. Usually we'd have class night ceremonies, the awards and honors and things, and that's still going to happen, just a little differently.
Yes, thanks to you guys. So we really appreciate that. So John Becker, who is a representative from the school foundation, is going to join me while KJN live streams it on their website for us. And so we are going to basically be the four of us in the auditorium and broadcasting all of the awards and scholarship recipients, the ones that we have been informed about.
Why is it important to do this?
Well, these kids have worked really hard, and the class of 2020 is, and I'll talk a little bit about this during class night as well, but this class is very talented, especially academically. And when you've put a lot of hard work and effort into being a well-rounded young adult, that deserves being recognized. And our awards night is a great time where a lot of community partners come in and take time to recognize all the achievements and hard work that our students have put in the classroom, put in on the stage, put in on the field or the mat, and out in the community. So it's super important to recognize, because they've worked hard for it, and they deserve that recognition.
Absolutely, and it doesn't always just boil down to grade point averages and things like that. Sometimes you can measure success, even as youngsters, in dollars, and there are a lot of dollars in scholarships that will be announced.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for a lot of our students, that's going to help them tremendously in funding their post-secondary goals, so absolutely.
Yep, all part of the award at the end of the journey, and this is going to be part of that end of the journey. Now, that'll be coming up at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, the 21st.
Yes.
All right, we'll be broadcasting live from the Atlantic High School Auditorium, a big venue for four people. But
exactly.
It's a little crazy, but isn't everything a little crazy right now?
It is, but like I said, we're going to come out on the other side having learned a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It would be amazing how we'll change a few things and tweak a few things because we've learned how we can do things maybe just a little bit differently and enhance things as we go, too. So that'll be coming up again Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We'll be doing that live on our website at KJAN.com on the video network page. If you click on the KJAN TV link, it'll take you right there. If you miss it live, you can watch it after the fact, too, just moments after we've concluded. It'll be archived to the site as well, and we'll share that with the Atlantic High School so they can share it on their platforms also. So lots of places you'll be able to enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. As you mentioned, Sunday, May 24th, this coming Sunday, would have been the graduation ceremonies. And just because we can't all gather in a large auditorium or in a large space in the gymnasium at one place at one time doesn't mean we're going to leave them hanging.
Exactly, exactly. So what we did last week is, and really had a great attendance. I think only four four students chose not to partake, but we are still going to recognize them during the digital media presentation. So they got to bring four special guests to join them, and we just kind of had a separate walk that we are going to, that we did record, and we're going to put into a digital media presentation, and we took lots of formal photos and you know, just kind of talked through some of these special dates for our seniors, and all of that will be compiled into a digital media presentation that we are going to send out. I don't have the passwords yet, but I'm going to be sending that out to our graduates and their families this week. But and they can share the passwords. We only have 1,000 seats for that broadcast, but we can also live stream it to our Facebook page. So the Atlantic High School Facebook page will also have it streaming at the same time. So if somebody didn't get a password, they still have another way to view that presentation.
That's incredible. As much work and effort as the students have put in to achieve what they've achieved during the course of their 4 years, it seems like you folks are putting about that much work into making sure they get recognized properly.
Well, it's the least we can do.
And it is a lot of work behind the scenes to be able to do this. You've been working on this project for weeks.
A little bit. But like I said, you know, they're worth it. And they have been amazing young people, and we've really been blessed in our community by all the hard work that not only these young people have done, but that their families have done to help raise them into being so talented and just genuine young people who are going to do amazing things. So, yeah, that's the least we can do.
Yeah, good stuff there. So they'll have that memory as well. And then also there'll be an opportunity for the community to recognize these folks, because we can't all get into the gymnasium and do it like we normally would. The public, well, they'll come to the public this time around.
Exactly right. So something I started a few years ago was we started a drumline march with our seniors. And so I didn't want them to miss that. And what that was our senior band members, who are also percussionists, would lead their class through all the halls of each of the school buildings. And everybody lined the halls and clapped and congratulated the class of 2020. And so trying to think, you know, a little creatively, some parents and a couple kiddos were like, well, you know, we're doing all these cruise nights. Could we do it on a cruise night? And I thought, well, you know what? We could, but we're going to do it on the 24th. So that way they get some public recognition the day of their original commencement date. And so the route that we're going to take, and we, you know, it's a cruise, not a parade. So we're going to still maintain all traffic rules and noise ordinance, et cetera. But every graduate will be in a car, and they'll wear their cap and tassel to help identify them. And they all were given car signs to put on the outside of their cars, so that way anybody who passes know which graduate is in that vehicle. And so we're going to first take them by all of the school buildings, and then we're going to head down 10th Street to Chestnut, and then we'll go down Chestnut. And about midway through Chestnut, I'm not really sure exactly where we're going to stop yet, Mr. O'Donnell, who has been a huge helper for me and a big support of the class of 2020, is going to announce. So I'll use Zachary as an example. He'll be like, Zachary Robert Lason McKay, son of Paul and Heather McKay, plans to attend the University of Iowa to study pre-physical therapy. And then we'll continue on down to the depot and then do a U-turn and turn right and head out on 2nd Street, and that will be the end of the cruise.
And the public is encouraged to participate.
Sure. We just ask that they maintain, you know, that good social distancing. So if they are outside, make sure that they maintain 6 feet from anyone who's not in their immediate family. But, yeah, I mean, we really want to make sure that our kiddos get recognized and get seen. And I think it helps people to put a face to who our class of 2020 is.
Absolutely. All part of that outreach, because we're all
Absolutely.
Part of the same team, so we need to be supportive. And this will be an opportunity for folks to just recognize. If nothing else, hang around downtown. Hopefully the weather's nice. You can just wave as they come by and wish them the best.
Exactly.
Very good. And that route will start up at the high school and work its way through the community, but really down through the Chestnut Street areas where folks would want to be hanging around, because that's where the announcers will be, and there'll be some other activities going on there as well with so many people down there, hopefully. And that starts at, what, about 4 o'clock?
Yep, our plan is to leave the high school at 4 o'clock, and so I'm thinking maybe that first car will get down to Chestnut probably about 10 after 4, because if we're going through all the school parking lots and stuff.
All right, very good. So our opportunity to kind of give them a little bit of a send-off there. And then as you mentioned, too, just because we're doing all these circumstances, these things here because of the circumstances, doesn't mean we're ignoring in-person graduation. It is tentatively scheduled for later in the summer. Fingers crossed we'll be able to do that. And, of course, we'll let you know more as we get a little bit closer to that Sunday, July 19th date. And, again, fingers crossed. Hopefully we can do all these things again and have some fun.
Yes. You know, right now that's my goal. And that's what I keep, you know, I told all my seniors last week, you know, we got to put that in the universe. We got to have that positive energy going out to help combat this. So July 19th, 2 o'clock, we're going to be in that gymnasium and we're going to be able to celebrate together as a class of 2020.
Excellent. Well, every school district trying to do something different that works for them. And this is hopefully what will work out well for the folks here in the Atlantic School District. So Heather, thank you so much. Appreciate what you and all of your staff have done to help give these kids the send off they deserve.
Well, and Jim, I couldn't do a lot of it without your help. So thank you so much to you and KJN for helping support us and help me think through some of these ideas.